Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't I do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes.
Really?
Scouts, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gady.
And that's Mikus over there.
Hello.
And Mikus chimes in, but films mainly, but then also chimes in when we need him, I think usually in that sort of order. Mm-hmm. And the reason I'm spending so much time describing that is because there's no one else here to introduce.
We're on our Pat.
We're on our Pat Malone.
This is like old school days.
This is real old school. Home Alone. Yeah. 1, 2, and 3.
Mm-hmm. Michael's Macaulay Culkin.
Who's that?
That's main the actor, Macaulay.
Is that what his name was?
Yeah.
Macaulay.
What was his name in the actual movie? Macaulay Al.
No. Fuck, that's annoying. What is
Kevin?
His name?
Kevin. Oh, is it Kevin? God. Is it Kevin?
Kevin McAllister. Yeah.
Kevin McAllister. That's right. Great trivia to start. You have probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We got the chocolates. That's a win. I had a big weekend. Watched Formula One. First ever Formula One race I've watched start to finish.
Hold on. That's not a big weekend. That's watching television.
That is a big weekend. I mean, no, like milestone event in my life, though, you'd have to say.
Yeah.
Formula One, not bad. I didn't mind it. Like, because I've always looked at it and gone, this is quite boring. But, that's crazy track in Las Vegas and all that sort of stuff.
There's potholes.
It was
wasn't there?
Chaos. Pothole. Yeah.
Pothole. Wasn't there like a hole in the track or something like that until later start?
Yeah, oh, that's right.
So you couldn't be watching that closely, obviously.
that was a trial day.
Oh, yeah.
The day got cancelled.
Well, Dave the Brit, who knows jack shit, told us about that, but I didn't trust it because obviously he knows jack shit.
That's
but
fair,
yeah, wasn't it? It was like a manhole came up, wrecked a car, and then he got fined for damaging the track somehow. Totaled his car. Was like,
really?
Yeah, that was my understanding. But it was the first time I'd ever watched an F1 race as well. And I just found it so confusing.
Like, it is confusing.
It's like, the camera angles change and cars come past. And I'm like, I have no idea which cars I'm looking at. Are these guys coming first or 16th?
Well, just as a clue, they don't spend much time televising the people coming 16th.
Just as a rule of thumb.
They generally focus on the ones that are doing quite well.
Yeah. Over a 3-hour race. I reckon they're probably going to focus on the front half. I reckon.
It's a really tight battle between the person coming 18th and 19th.
I mean, this guy here, it's this 31st to 32nd. It's going to determine the title.
Anyway, what was easier to understand? Cricket, Australia, guns.
That was unbelievable.
World champions.
Yeah. That was genuinely hard to believe.
Yeah. World Cup winners.
We potted them, didn't we? In one of our ads, like probably 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Did we? Oh, I can't remember that. Yeah. That doesn't sound like us. No, I think my attitude was just India are too hard to beat in India.
Yeah.
And obviously they weren't.
No.
Just peaked at the right time. Very impressive. I watched the entire thing. So if my leadership today is not quite as good, I was sitting up quite to all hours to make sure they got over the line. Mm-hmm. I feel like I played quite an integral role. So
yeah, absolutely.
Just watching.
You cheered him home. I had a last Tuesday. I actually had a proper see you next Tuesday of a day, ironically. It was arguably like I felt like you guys when you guys are on a travel day. Yeah, I mean, just things just going wrong left, right, and center.
Right.
Yeah, one of those.
Welcome to our life.
Yeah, you know, as in my head, like as all this sort of shit was unfolding, I'm like, this is what Lee Image must feel like on a Wednesday, just every week.
Yeah,
yes.
Pretty much. But anyway, so.
It was Wednesday last week that we traveled. And did things go wrong? It wasn't too bad. Anyway, different story.
No, that's fine. Yeah. But so like Tuesday's the busiest day in our household because Kathleen works, finally. So I have to do like the drop off and stuff and then I go to work after that. So basically did all Dom's lunch and packed it all up. And but I have to actually drop our other one off to my dad's place. He looks after her, loosely looks after her, I guess. I'm sure, that'd be chaos, that place. Anyway, Anyway, did all the run around, like fucking driving left, right and center, and got through to lunch basically unscathed. I got a phone call from Kathleen saying, you haven't packed Dom's lunch in his lunchbox. I said, no, what are you talking about? He's like, well, I'm looking at it. It's in the fridge. I'm like, no, that can't be right. I like pulled the container out, and turns out what I'd actually done was put the Tupperware container of just purely strawberries with the same colored lid as his lunchbox in his lunch bag and just delivered that to the school. So anyway, chaos. So I've gone, oh, fuck. Kathleen couldn't get to the school. So I've had to take the lunchbox in, cancel client, swung it over, all sorted, great. Get to my next client's house. My fob on my car key locks automatically.
So what do you mean?
Like the, you know, the central locking button?
Yeah.
Malfunctions, proper we get. I'm locked out of my car.
You pressed it too many times. I told you that was dust.
You shouldn't be doing that. You should not be doing that.
Locks me out of the car for half an hour stuck in a client's house. Yeah, genuinely, like, I don't know what I'm going to do here.
Good client. Did you get along well? Was it nice socially?
She's a lovely 90-year-old lady. Offered me a cup of coffee.
Sorry. What's stopping you from taking the actual key and inserting it into the door?
Well, because ended up being a computer chip in the fob, it wouldn't let me unlock it manually.
Wow.
Yeah. So real issues. Yeah.
The 21st century.
So security. So basically ran to a shopping center about 1.5 kilometers away, changed the car battery over. That didn't work. So I'm sitting at the
What?
Yeah. So I get back to the car, sitting there going like, this is after about 45 minutes now, sitting there going, what the fuck am I going to do here? It randomly unlocks the car, just goes dun, dun, and opens. I just literally like reef the door open, wound the windows down straight away, basically just climbed into the car. Yeah. So utter chaos. Yeah, and then so basically I've had to like spend like the next like hour just like going around to various car key places to try and get this car key to work. Mm. But genius up here, I took the car battery out. Now I can unlock it manually. So I'm pumped with myself.
Wait, how do you take a car battery out?
I used a screwdriver and a knife and released the fob.
Oh, you mean the battery of the remote?
The car or the remote?
Of the remote.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah. I thought battery out of car might have been a bit aggressive.
I don't need this car
now
anymore.
The car works so well. Yeah.
It was a proper fucking shambles of a day. Like, I cancelled clients left, right and centre. And like, I get home and Dom, like after that day, I'm just like, I've had enough. And Dom's like, oh, Dad.
Any strawberries?
Yeah. He basically goes, I don't really like that many strawberries in my life. Thanks, mate. Thanks, mate. I'll try to remember that for tomorrow.
Do we ever hit any of the other food groups? Sounds like Mickey's with that meat platter.
I know you meant to have two servings, not 42.
That is perfect.
It's a day.
Oh, that's a stinker. Bad luck. Well, our week was pretty good, sorry, Gaddy.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I think you're working too hard for Dom there. Surely a day with just strawberries, a little bit of adversity, toughen him up. It can't. What's that going to do? It's not going to kill him. It's not going to kill him.
Bit of cream wouldn't have gone astray.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
He would have thought he was at Wimbledon. Perfect. Also, you know what else I watched on the weekend, apart from Formula One? That Last Stop Larimer. Did you watch that?
I listened to a podcast episode about it. It's fucking chaos.
It is whacked, man. You haven't watched it, obviously, Mikas?
No.
I was sitting on this one out, mate.
don't chime in too much here, mate.
Strong contribution. No.
But you genuinely got to watch it. Yeah. Mikas, watch it next time. That's your homework.
Chime in when needed and then gives me shit for not chiming in.
Just whenever you're ready, mate.
Well, it would be nice if you had something to contribute when needed.
I don't even know what it is.
Hey, guys, I just want to say I don't know.
I've never watched it. There was 11 people in the town of Larimer. One of them was murdered. No one knows who did it.
Mm.
And they all hate each other. 11 people, you'd think it'd be like a friendly country town, but no. They were genuinely so much beef.
It's like a civil war.
Yeah.
Genuinely. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'd recommend watching. It was a strange, strange watch.
Yeah. How old, mate? Like, it sort of leaves you with a strong suspicion of who's done it.
Almost tries to make you think that way, surely, the way that it's done.
But they're like, I just don't understand how that guy's still rolling around. But, Anyway,
watch it. We don't want to give too much away, but it's a fantastic watch, mainly for you, Mikas.
I'm going to chime in now. I'm going to watch it.
Thank you.
Nice.
That is good. And I'm going to chime in.
You got Vanderpump Rules to watch
it. Yeah, I know. Nearly done. Season 8.
Okay. Less chiming. Chimes off. Yeah. Okay. Joke of the week. It's brought to you by our friends at Better Beer, who are magnificent. They've also got merch at the moment. I think, Skin, you've got a hat on. I've got a shirt on. Everyone's got something on. And you do get a discount just for listening to We Got The Chocolates. And the code is We Got The Discount at the Better Beer website. Mm-hmm. Check that out. I chose the verbal one left on the chalk line this week on our website, wegotthechocolates.com.au. It comes from Tom.
Hi, guys. My name's Tom from the UK. Been listening for about 6 months now. And I thought I'd send in a couple of jokes because the ones you normally play, they do make me laugh. So hopefully these two will put a smile on your faces. Why did the transgender man only eat salad? Because he was a herb before.
Heard that one.
And
yeah.
The second one, which I really, really like, is I went to the pound shop the other day to buy some Harry Potter broomsticks. Quid each. Hope they get played on the podcast. I'll be listening. All the best. Take care.
I like good. It.
I had to play the first one because he said, like, I've got two. And even though we've heard the first one, I was like, well, the second one, it's well worth it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I like that. That's a lot.
What's that? It's a pound store. Obviously. Yeah, like, I've never thought about
dollars
that.
Because
obviously it's a dollar store here, isn't it?
Yeah.
But they don't have dollars.
Nope.
In the UK, that is.
No, we get the currency, mate.
Thank you, Ethan.
That's all right.
Okay. I chose a written one if I could interest you in that. No, I think this one's fine.
Okay.
It comes in from Gary. A man went to the doctors to get some test results. The doctor asked the man his name and the man replied, Amir. The doctor checked his computer and had like a real shocked look on his face. He turned around to the man and said, can you repeat your name for me, please? And the man said, Amir. And the doctor replied, well, you won't be tomorrow.
Too funny because as he said his name, I was thinking of my joke.
But then you
stole it with your written one. Yeah. So now I can't say my joke anymore.
No, you can.
So, well, it's just, okay. I'm here. So what do you want me to do? Just sort of like what I was going to do. But you've done something even better. Thank you. Who sent that in, Skin?
Gary.
Gary Jack. Yeah.
Very nice. Now, Skin, a couple months ago, we did the sort of marathon prank on Rochelle and Eloise, the girls we're getting to know / fiancés, wherever you sort of sit on that spectrum. And we put out like a little short video, so some people would have seen it. But then there's also a long video coming, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
How are we looking?
On YouTube, it's looking good. It's not up there yet. I'm not going to do a Mikkus and promise it'll be up there by tomorrow and then wait another 3 weeks. So just keep your eyes peeled. It'll be up there sometime in the next 4 to 6 business years.
Yes.
We would have done the next marathon by the time.
But to help us promote that video, we did get two very special guests on the podcast this week. We got to catch up with them and have a chat earlier. And this is how that went. Rochelle, Eloise, I've gone the wrong way around, I think. Rochelle, Eloise, if it's an audio platform though, so you can point anywhere you really want. Rochelle, Eloise, see, works perfectly.
Mikkus is filming. Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Probably pointed the right spot.
Yeah. Rochelle, Eloise, just for everyone playing along. Welcome, girls.
Thank you.
Hello. Cool.
Nice. I think we should start this again.
Did you want us to say anything more?
No, that's good. Okay. That's perfect. Now, thanks very much for being here. Obviously, that's the first thing. And we were just hoping that you might be able to give us a little bit of insight. I think most listeners have got some awareness from the video that Skin hasn't put out, but he has put out like a short version of it. Exactly what sort of went on. We've referenced it a couple of times, the fact that you managed to complete the terrific task of running a half marathon, despite not really being the most willing participant. So we were hoping to just sort of, from your perspective, set the scene for us.
I just love how you say most willing participants, like we knew it was coming, we knew what was going on.
I was willing to walk and go and get breakfast and a coffee.
Ready for Melbourne shopping.
Yeah. It wasn't a good day.
Cruisy day.
Okay, right. What about more the lead up to it? Because from our perspective, we spent weeks working on this project. What did you think was happening?
Shopping in Melbourne.
Yeah, I thought we were going on a holiday. Wheeze and I were going to go shopping. You guys would talk to some people.
Yep.
Okay.
I even curled my hair for the weekend. Like,
how long does that take approximately?
An hour.
that is a big investment.
But I couldn't tell you not to bother because it would ruin the ruse, ways, you know.
Yeah. Was there at any stage did you get slightly like, oh, what's going on here? This seems a bit weird. Was there anything that was sort of out of character? Because like I know that I, on 3 separate occasions, I messaged Skin and Dave the Brew, who knows jack shit, who we'll speak about very soon, and said, I think I've screwed it up here. I can't remember exactly what they were. They were like things were.
Yeah, no, you were on the phone to someone and you were like, yeah, no, we're just going to Melbourne running the half marathon. And I was like, oh, are you boys running the half marathon? I thought that was canned. And you're like, oh, I keep telling people that I'm doing that.
You literally ruined it completely and somehow got away with it.
You get into a conversation with this bloke next week and he's going to be like, how was the marathon? And you'll be like, oh no, I didn't actually run it. Like, you're going to look like a fool.
Yeah. Sorry, Keegan, if you are listening. We did run it. It's just that I had to pretend that Rochelle wasn't running it. We weren't running it for the purpose of that. Yeah, you're right. That was there. I know it was definitely there. And then there was something else where I was like, talked about Hannah from Better Beer, because obviously Better Beer helped us go down there. And I talked, I was like, yeah, I think Hannah wants us to do a video. Wait, what was I saying? Sorry. Yeah. I mean, we want us to do a video down there.
Nice save.
Yeah. So it was a great start. And then we did also have the help of Dave the Brit, who knows jack shit, because myself and Skin, we, as you will see in the video when it drops, we were playing cricket that day. So Dave the Brit, the nose jack shit, we'd enlisted his help. Basically, he had to get down to look after things like getting the hire car, making sure that we were checked into the accommodation. And then he played quite a pivotal role in making sure that you were there, but not really knowing that you were there for any particular reason, right?
Look, he did a very good job. For someone who's supposed to know jack shit, he knew a lot that day.
But he also acted like he knew nothing.
Well, he's probably used to acting like that, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. But we had a very relaxing day. We met at the airport. We were well ahead of schedule, which is very unusual if traveling with you two. Mm-hmm. So Weez and I had a lovely time.
Yep, coffee. Rochelle even told me the story about how Lee said this was on the phone to this guy and said the half marathon. What an idiot. Still no idea.
I'm such a fool. But then I thought we were getting an Uber to the accommodation. Lee was like, yeah, you'll get an Uber. Dave's seeing friends in Melbourne. And then I get a message from Dave saying, hey, I'm picking you up from the airport. And I was like, this is the best day ever. We don't have to get an Uber.
He put our suitcases in the car.
Yeah, he was literally got out of the car.
It was valet.
Met us in the middle of the road, picked up our suitcases. It was awesome.
And then, because he knew he was helping us ambush him, so he was feeling guilty. And then when was it that you were sort of telling him like, oh, we're not really, you got onto the topic that night at dinner of running, didn't you?
Yeah, because he kept going, run in the morning. Let's all go running in the morning because he's on this, because he's training for the Gold Coast.
He's got the GC50 coming up with Mika. So I think he's doing the 25.
Yeah. Oh, he's only doing the 25. Sorry. Mika has just like scorned him.
Yeah. It doesn't count.
Set the record straight. And kept going on about it, running in the morning.
And it was so stupid because Melbourne was freezing that weekend. And I was like, Dave, we can run at any time of the day. Like, it'll be fine. We could run at midday and we will not be hot. And he's like, nah, we're going at 6 a.m. And I was like,
yeah, we're just coming right over. Yeah. That's not happening.
That's not happening.
No. Perfect. All right. And then after that, so he's gone to dinner with you. He's come to the airport, picked us up, and then said, by the way, just interesting thing for you, Lee. Like, I had dinner with Rochelle and Eloise tonight, and Rochelle said that she can't really run more than 5 kilometers. No, what was it?
She can't run more than 20 minutes because she's got an injured foot.
And he was like, did you know about that? I was like, no. No, that throws a real spanner in the works, actually. So
we just figured she's got to be pretty good at running 1 minute Ks.
You're just going to have to get real quick. And then I think Eloise.
Boy was like good at running 1 minute Ks.
The thing that he said about Eloise was like, yeah, she said she'd actually be keen to do a half marathon if she got to train for like 6 months before it.
Yeah. Sure
no, that was
10K.
For the 10K. That was not for the half. Yeah.
Okay, so then take us into the morning when you actually did find out. You'll see this reaction very soon. I think you've probably seen a snippet of it just on like the short form vertical video. But when you see the YouTube video, there is some real like genuine disdain, isn't there?
Hate.
So much hate. Well, the weirdest thing was like, well, not, wasn't that weird, but you walked out of the hotel room with a bag of like microphones. And I was like, why are you taking a bag? And you're like, oh, we'll just do like a warm up lap and then I'll walk them back and then we'll go for a proper run. And I was like, God, you're weird. Like, you must really live for the content. I didn't even blink twice and you're carrying a bag of microphones and cameras. What is wrong with me?
I was angry. I was pissed.
How are you not suspicious? I've never woken up early.
It was weird.
You regularly wake up early and ask me to go for a walk with you and I'd say firmly no. And then I was getting up at like 5:30 in the morning and you were not suspicious at all.
I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. And you were acting strange. Remember in the morning I was like, why are you so happy? Why are you smiling?
Everyone was really happy, weren't they?
It's 6 a.m. Like, why are you so happy? And then little did I know. This what was about to happen.
And when you put the pan down, I think, well, most of it I think we got on camera where it was like, I think Eloise, you would just looked at him after probably maybe like 45 seconds. And it was a lot of like staring, not really reacting. And then like, Mitchell, I can't run 1 kilometer.
Like, correct. Yeah.
And then like, you're fucked. And then my favorite part is where the ambulance drives past. Like, we'll be in one of those.
He was about to come, my best mate. I was about to go hit him up. Hey, 1 kilometer in, just come find me.
Was it because your initial reaction was just like, ha, good one, idiots, we're not doing it, obviously. What was it that made you actually do it? Because lots of people have said that. They're like, what? I would just say, no, I'm not doing it. Like anyone that I've spoken to has just been like, oh, I'll just say no.
Because you said we had to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty simple.
You said we'd be in trouble if we didn't cross the finish line alive.
I did say you had a lot of time to do it. Like we had the full day.
We literally had the whole day. You could have walked.
Oh, wow. That's fun.
Just cancel our shopping.
Yeah. Nah, not good.
All right. And then once you started the race, take us into the headspace there. Like, was there any tactics? Were there things that made it easier? We eventually sort of got you to the start line. That was quite an ordeal itself, actually. That was a long way away. But then once you started, what was the tactics?
Well, Wheeze said we should run a kilometre, walk a kilometre, which was the best idea of the day.
Mm-hmm. The only good idea of the day. Let's split that.
A better idea would have been to
that kind of worked. We sort of started. Yeah. We sort of started jogging. I was literally 2 meters in and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to kill these guys.
And it was like a steady incline the first 500 meters.
I'm pretty sure it's part of fine.
And I was like, oh,
that's not ideal.
I only ever run on flat and not for very long.
And then the people were finishing. We're like 2 meters in.
Literally.
The real one runners were finishing and we
still. Real ones?
We're just fake.
Fake running.
Yeah.
That was pretty loose actually. Being like 5Ks in and seeing blokes legging it back the other way. Oh.
That was humbling. Line, very humbling.
At the start line, I was already complaining and some chick turns around and she goes, the vibes will get you through. I was like, I haven't trained for this. I've never run more than 5 kilometers. This is going to failed. The vibes are doing nothing.
Rochelle was like yelling it out to people so that everyone knows, like, if I faint, it's for this reason. Yeah. I don't want to be here. She was like running it out to any spectator.
I don't look like a runner. It's because I'm not.
That wasn't great advice. The vibes will get you through.
Nah.
Especially the girls' vibes were fairly low. Like, I'm no vibe expert, but I thought.
You're right up with the vibes.
I thought the vibes, from my feeling, they seem quite low.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm. I would suggest. All right. Well, then. Any lessons learnt, do you think?
Eat beforehand because Lee and Mitch did not give us anything to eat.
He's known as Skin before. On this podcast, just in case people get confused. Mitch is Skin.
Yeah. And Dave, the bread that knows jack shit, also useless. No food beforehand, which the last thing we had before that would have been some dumplings and a glass of wine.
Oh, good dumplings, though.
Good dumplings.
It's good prep, good carb loading.
I'd probably say first lessons learned is don't make your partners do a half marathon.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's the lesson learned for you guys.
No, or any race. I think if you said a 10K, I still would have been annoyed.
No, but your words and your actions aren't lining up there because here you are as half marathon completion. Like you're still wearing your medal under that dress.
Absolutely. Never take that thing off.
So here you are just having completed it. You would have never done it without our help. So there were actually moments where you said, guys, thank you so much for what you did for us.
No.
I
heard that, Skin.
That rings a bell.
Yeah, I'm sure there's something the run, thankful.
It was pretty cool being like, I never thought I could do this. I'm like, this is most difficult thing I've ever done in my life. Mm. But it would have been nice to do it a little bit quicker and in a lot less pain.
Mm. Yeah, that's fair.
Don't advertise the pace, please, on the video.
No, it was very slow.
Are you excited for the video?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, me too. I'm very excited.
From what I've seen, it looks good.
It does. I think it's very
fun. I reckon it'd be good.
Eloise looks less keen, but it is.
I'm a bit nervous. Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's a video of me lying asleep, Mitchell going, so are you excited for Melbourne? I'm like, oh, I'm going to sleep.
What do you mean? That's good content, Wiz.
Yeah, great.
If you can cut out the secret cam footage, that would be useful.
Go to the dishes.
That's the best video of the whole thing.
I swear in that video you literally looked straight into the camera as well.
Yeah, I did. I looked straight at his phone. But again, like he could be holding a camera in my face and I wouldn't even think twice about it because he's always tinkering with something.
Yeah, true.
Not that type of podcast, unfortunately.
Yeah, round back in. You rate it.
Well, thank you very much, Rochelle and Eloise, for joining us on the podcast. And you've been here plenty of times before, and obviously will be now that we're sort of, you know, a hybrid marathon running podcast. I'm sure you'll be back on plenty of times. Thank you so much. And Chuggies, thank you for listening, and make sure that you do keep an eye out for that marathon video that is coming out, Skin, in the next 4 to 6 business years.
Absolutely.
And don't make your partner run ever.
Can you finish with something positive?
Yay.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Something I forgot to mention at the start of the episode is that episode 200 is sneaking up on us, the 200th episode that we've done as We Got the Chocolates. I think we're on ep 210 now, so yeah. Getting very close to that landmark of 200, which is obviously something that's worth celebrating and being noted in our calendar. And what we can tell you as an update is that we actually have a date picked for a celebration, and that is the start of 2024.
Yep.
Which just makes sense. But genuinely, the start, the first day, there will be a little celebration at a Brisbane Heat v. We should probably know the opposition team because it would be on that day and have been announced months ago.
You could probably Google it though.
I could if you wanted, or you could, as you're listening.
The listener, yeah.
And there will also be chances to get yourself invited if you're happy to get yourself to Brisbane. If you live in Brisbane, there will be a chance for you to enter a competition. I mean, we're not entirely sure of the rules around it yet. But keep a lookout on our socials because it'll be good. Great day.
Taking on the Sixers. Yeah.
Nice.
How's that?
Yeah, that makes it way better.
Any more details?
No.
Keep a lookout on the socials. Well, I mean, like it's in the brainstorming phase at the moment, which makes sense because we're about to move on to a name-storming phase. Come on.
Oh, my.
Now, that is good. This is Namestorm. It's where we give the ordinary an extraordinary makeover. We are happy to name anything, or maybe not extraordinary in this case, but we'll name anything. We've done cars, caravans. Actually, I don't know if we have. We've
animals.
We've definitely done quokkas. we've done some random things. This is the jingle, and then I'll tell you what we're doing today.
And you're standing there without a name. So we'll give you one you can acclaim.
Fade that down because today, well, I'll read you the email. Just keep the suspense. Here we go. My wife and I are expecting our first child in a month, a little girl. I will be using one of the greatest Simpson quotes of all time by saying, "It's a boy, and what a boy," in the hope the doc replies with, "It's a girl, Mr. White. That's the fallopian tube." Which, Skinner, I don't get at all, but the other two do. That I digress.
Which is his umbilical cord.
Yeah. And also because you can't see the fallopian tube, dude.
But anyway.
Anyway, keep moving.
He could learn his own quotes.
Yeah.
Certainly not with that attitude. Yeah. the wife and I have agreed that we have a duty to comedy to name her Isla. So when spoken in full, she will be Isla White, like the little island in the UK called Isla White. Sorry to mansplain. I was wondering if you guys fancied throwing some other comedic names into the mix. My brother Matthew was called Paint for a short while due to being Matt White. I look forward to hearing the jingle. Keep up the good work. That is from Adam White. Now, Adam, you've already heard the jingle, and we do have some name storms for you, particularly Skin and I. Mikus and Goaty have been whinging all morning about how hard they found it. So I guess
Skid, and the name storms. Yeah.
So I guess Skid, I was going to start us with ones that would probably make sense simply for the last name.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And then we'll go more broadly, just names that you could call a baby in general.
Sure.
We don't often name babies. Actually, people do often name babies.
I've named two.
It's really weird that you struggled with this one.
Yeah. So, Gaddy, if you need your third done.
Yeah. Certainly won't be.
You should be the best.
Have you tied up your fallopian tubes?
No. There's no tying. Anyway.
Anyway. Skid, I'll start us with the white ones.
Okay.
Ooh, that was good. Here we go. So I've got great white. Mm-hmm. She'll be white, Reed or white, and who's white?
Okay. Well, I'll throw two more in there, Snow White and Walter White.
Oh, very nice.
But it's a girl, so that makes it harder.
No, don't. I forgot that pretty early on.
Yeah. I never even read that. Yeah. Just panicked.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had Black End.
It's really not that good, but I just couldn't work out where you were going. Okay, nice. Yeah.
White and wrong.
Yeah, nice.
Let's go Fly White.
But this is where I think Mikus and I might have trouble. You're not naming your child Let's Go Flyer.
Why not?
Well, you are. There's hyphens in the world.
If you come to us for a name for your child, you should be expecting something along those
lines. It's a duty to comedy, you said.
Yeah, that is true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Termites.
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 Termites. I like it. Okay.
That'll do me.
Yeah. Do you have any whites?
No.
No whites?
No.
Go Mikus.
Well done, Mikus. Yeah, I should have looked at the email.
Yeah, you should try and win something.
It's also, yeah.
Well, then if you wanted to go more general and you didn't want to include your last name and you just wanted it to be a sort of separate joke, which you might do because we can do hyphenated last names now, et cetera, I would be recommending, Adam, something to maybe like Real McKid instead of Real Madrid or Josh Kitty instead of Josh Kitty.
Very good. Nice.
I've gone Richie Beno because of the cream, the bone, the white, the off-white, the ivory, or the beige.
Okay. So, yeah, that's going to be – you're going to need to explain that in brackets on the birth certificate.
12th man, Jake.
Yep, got it.
I've listened to the 12th man and I don't get it.
Have you not listened – like Richie Beno, you know, the jacket, you know, he's got the cream, the white, the off-white, the ivory, or the beige.
Okay.
All right, so they're all different shades of
– Gotcha. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Okay. I had Butter Chicken Child.
I had that too. Damn it. And I had the Child West.
I also had that.
I had to get it in. Oh. I'm so sorry. Mikus, when do you want? Chime in.
Right.
Whatever you want.
So I had Nicole's Kid Man.
Nice. That's good. His wife's name was Nicole.
Yeah.
And
no, I don't think it was.
Oh, is that really? Baby Gaga.
Nice.
That's good. On the baby theme, I was very happy with a couple of mod. So I had Baby Quiet, just if you want some silence. And then Baby De Villiers, my favourite.
Oh, I love that.
Nice. I've gone one for Mikus. I've gone D White Shroot.
I like it.
Oh, you guys really need to watch some TV.
Which one was that?
The Office. Is
the Office, okay. D White. I know him.
Yeah.
He's that guy from the construction site, Skin.
Exactly.
I still don't really get that joke.
We're dealing with idiots.
Bruce Spring in your step, Steen.
Because they're young.
Because they're young.
Yeah.
Not old.
You know? Babies can't do anything. They just literally
But when he's young, he's going to have a real spring in his step.
Remember,
they kid.
Keep this name for life. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah. Yeah, so exactly, he's going to be Baby De Villiers, or she's going to be Baby De Villiers.
To infinity and beyond.
Yeah, nice. I like that. Do you want me to jump on?
Sure.
I went with.
That's right. I'm not here.
Well, it's just that we've got 18.
No, that's actually good. You go.
Mikus, this might inspire you. I've got the youth fairy or euphemism. Does that inspire you?
It does. Again, obviously not knowing it was a girl. Boy, Barack Obama.
That's literally the opposite. Like, not only have you given it like we'll call it a boy's name, you've actually just said boy.
Yeah, but I really think the term boy can be for either gender.
Everyone's fluid.
I think so too. And Emma Watson or daughter?
Don't win with one of those two. That's nice. Well done, Mikus.
Garfield sobers for the next 18 years.
Nice, Skin. That is excellent. All right. 16. And here were the words that I was quite happy with. Juvenile whoring. Nice.
Good.
Yeah. you don't get it? Niall Horan, One Direction.
Yeah, okay.
And the Juvenile is someone.
Yeah, so Juvenile. Okay, what happens with the Juvenile? Yeah,
no, or it could have been good. Juvenile River, if you like.
Okay, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I had Ellen DeGeneration Alpha.
That's very good.
Thank you.
What?
Give him some more credit. That was
what do you
great.
Mean? I'm fucking laughing.
You're hardly smiling.
I'm trying to think to make sure I don't have to explain to you.
That is fair.
John Bon Young and Jovial.
that is stretchy. Are you out? Are you done?
Oh, I've got one more related to white. Blanc meaning white. So I've got Pat LeBlanc, as in Matt LeBlanc.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. Biggest, you done?
Yeah, I think I'll say I'm done.
All right.
No, back yourself. Trust yourself.
No, you go.
You have more courage.
The only other ones I had were minor misdemeanor, newborn ultimatum.
Nice.
And newborn Bjorg.
I like it. I've still got a few I had.
Of course you do. Fucking hell, every week.
Lionel Messi Eater.
Yep. Very good.
Imagine having that as your name at 26. Well, given the crumbs on your shirt before the segment started, it was probably you.
I think that was fluff.
Yeah, yeah. It's lint from the shirt.
Hello Kitty. Kid.
Yeah, no, nice. Yeah,
sorry. Yeah, thank you. Muhammad, a lethal person.
Oh my God.
That's a great word bending.
Very good.
I think that's about as good as my guess.
Fantastic. Well, Adam, but I mean, I can't see how you possibly have. Well, to be fair, you've probably had your daughter, and she's maybe
when did we get this
9
email?
Or 10. Yeah,
she's probably an adult.
Yeah. She's probably an adult named Messi Eater. Yeah.
I can't say that hasn't happened.
Yeah. But Adam, let us know what you're going to name your daughter, what you did end up naming her. If she's Olive, I would have supported that. Olive White. I thought that was quite funny, actually.
Yeah, that's what
I couldn't think of any other places that are like that. Is there any other place?
White.
Yeah.
Probably. There probably is.
Daryl. That's not a place.
No, that's a person's name still.
All right. Now, Mikas, you are actually going to have to chime in heavy here.
Get
those chimes out because we got a email from Anthony who asked for your answer to a hypothetical question. You remember a couple of weeks ago, I think we went hypothetical about the rats v. You had to choose like an animal, didn't you, to protect you? Two animals to protect you or two things to protect you off this square and the rest were coming to attack you. And we basically sprayed you about the 10,000 rats thing. But then every person on YouTube thought you were a genius.
No, see, this is where I have real issues. It's the most fucking ridiculous. And I've proved this to you.
No, you
they travel
no,
so
no, 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 no.
slowly.
Rats.
And someone said, I think they're like, oh yeah, they're up to like 25, 30 centimeters in length. I was like, yeah, that's not all of them though. Like this, it's a, you're an idiot.
Anyway, this is not the hypothetical we're meant to be debating. I guess the thing with hypotheticals is they are hard to prove. And we've got another one today.
Speak for yourself.
Now, here is the one for today. The email from Anthony said, I would really love to hear Mikas's take on this.
Okay, common question that everybody thinks about. How many fourth graders do you think you could take at once?
What?
I mean, obviously, if you had to fight against a million fourth graders, you'd lose. So like, what's the real number? Like, what's the legitimate number of fourth graders that you could successfully take on?
So that's the hypothetical question for you, Vegas. Like,
so they're not 9-ish years.
Have you thought about this before? Because I know we've had a discussion about how many first graders you could take on, but I don't know if we've...
Oh, that was in cricket.
That was in cricket, though. Yeah. Have we ever talked about how many grade 4 students you could take on?
I reckon 35.
That seems unders for just me.
You reckon?
Just a class.
So you're just going one class. You're basically a teacher.
Nah. It's hard because like one punch to the nuts.
From you to them. That's only one job.
Yet, mate. It's not going to impact them.
That'd
you're,
be fine,
like, you're also like 6 foot four. Like that's a fun, like you gotta have to get like quite low to do that. Fucking
weird. Why would you start with that? Why is that your attack mechanism?
No way. What the fuck?
No, no.
What is wrong with you?
All right, you know, so you've got rid of one. Right, what do you do with...
What me and Skid, we're never going to fight. You know, the first place I go, I'd try and get really, really loud and try and punch him on the big toe.
What do you do with the other 34 students?
I'll just end it there. No, if one of them gets you the nuts, like that's...
They're felling you.
Yeah.
And felting you, I guess.
Stop.
Okay, I'm done.
I think 35. I think it's safe. Like I know. I think I know that I could
35.
So when we say how many like could you take? Like what does take mean?
Like,
what,
for you, are we, like, what is, killing them?
No, nah, well, you don't want to promote that level of violence. So I think it's like putting them to sleep.
Oh,
okay.
I was more thinking like getting them to a place where they're oh, okay. I'm not going to take this guy on anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. That's a better way of looking at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I'm scared of this guy because he keeps trying to punch me in the nuts.
It's a great way of looking at it. Yeah.
I think punch 1 9-year-old in the nuts and all thousand of them are done.
Are you allowed to just run? Can you just run from them?
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I reckon I can outrun.
You could outrun
all of them.
Yeah. And then they'll start running
all of them in the world.
And they'll start running towards you, and then they're obviously all different speeds, so then you can take one at a time as they're getting to you.
That's true. Unless the only problem is if there is that many of them and they've got some sort of like ability to split up and try and mob you.
I reckon they've got that ability.
Yeah. They can split up.
They can move.
It doesn't say what like the location is that you're taking them in.
Mm. I was picturing a school.
Yeah, you're picturing classroom.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. And then you can only fit 35 in a classroom. You can't really fit much more.
You could take this out to the school.
To the oval, you reckon? I reckon. In between the soccer.
I reckon reasonable. You could take a lot more than 35, actually.
In an
and
oval.
By you, I mean me.
Yeah, okay.
I don't reckon.
What if you're allowed to throw just like with a football, throw spiral passes at them? Like if we're at a school, right, I'm a PE teacher and I've got a wheelie bin full of
Stevens.
Footballs. Yeah, Stevens. And I can just spiral past. I reckon I'm taking three out at a time.
That is wrong.
It's not
like you also don't have a weapon or a footy.
It doesn't say that.
Well, you don't know.
I've got access to any facilities that I deem appropriate.
Chunk of 9-year-olds could catch a football.
Not the way I pass them.
Okay.
I think though, if you went
because they hit the ground.
Oh damn it! He got me in the shins.
What's this guy keep going for the nuts? Honestly,
I'd untie my shoelace.
I think if you went just mental.
Yeah,
they're not stopping.
More mental than talking about punching 9-year-olds. More mental than that.
Yeah, this isn't a great topic, is it?
It's a hypothetical.
It's hypothetical.
We're not actually going to do it.
Don't punch 9-year-olds, obviously.
Yeah, that is a disclaimer we should have included.
Yeah. But if you're going to, how many?
I'm going to say 50. 50.
I reckon less. I'm not that confident. If you go absolutely mental, but if it's not going to be one at a time, like that.
Yeah, if there's
three 9-year-olds get on you, you've got 150 kilos that you're trying to thrash off. That's
what 9-year-olds 50 kilos.
I don't know, most of them surely 40 to 50 kilos.
I would not have thought so.
I think I weighed 22 at 9.
Yeah, like Dom's 5 and he's BB 20.
5 kilos. Oh, right.
You're a fully grown man who's about 5'6".
Well, fully grown's interesting.
We're not talking about your weight at 9 years old. How old's Dom?
He's 5 and a half and he'd be not quite 20.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, well, if he's 5 and a half, he's not quite 20 years old.
Yeah.
We are finishing, as always, with the game, and the game this week is Google Feud.
Yeah, we're playing Google Feud. Come on, choose a category or two. I'm gonna tell you what to do. Yeah, playing it is cool. I will soon tell you all the rules, and you can play along with the crew. Yeah, we're playing Google Feud.
You gotta stop singing, okay? It's a shame we haven't had much success with the game in the past because the jingle is a banger.
Jingle's really good.
Yeah.
Game sucks.
Nah, I think I've got it.
I reckon we suck at the game.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say, can I throw something? Can this be last chance to learn for the game?
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Last chance to learn.
Last chance to learn, as in like if it's no good this week, we bin it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I reckon.
I've never heard that expression before. Last chance saloon.
Yeah.
To saloon? Or?
Yeah, saloon. Last chance saloon.
Is that like a salon?
What the frick's that, man?
What's like in a Western, like it's an old bar.
Oh, yeah, the Child West.
Yeah.
All right. So get ready to put your search engine knowledge to the test with Google Feud. It's a game inspired by Google autofill, you know, how it tries to fill your searches when you start. And some of them are quite weird. Actually, it reminds me, Josh Neal, your mate from Bally's, well, our mate, but particularly your mate.
Good bloke.
He sent a message saying, surely these can be included in the next one. But there was no attachment. So I'm still waiting to see what it works.
Excellent. I'm still waiting to see.
Maybe it's a prank. This time, I reckon they're good. I've chosen some goodies here.
Nice.
Are you ready? So the search starts with cake is two.
And sorry, which one?
Do I go first or what do we do here?
Oh, yeah, you go first.
I'm going to say dense.
Dense.
Cake is too dense. Second top answer.
Second top answer.
You haven't seen anyone cooked a cake before?
No, I haven't, but what? What is too dense in
what
cakes?
Do you mean? It's too packed together. Yeah, like it's like tough to stomach.
Probably haven't sifted the flour.
Yeah, probably haven't sifted it. Probably haven't saved it for the podcast.
Heck, okay.
So that's dense, Cody. That's a great response. Thank 91. I told you this is going to be really a better week. Last chance saloon.
Okay, it's back on the road.
I'm going to jump in.
No, you're not. There's an order here. Wait for your turn to chime in.
Is there an order?
Yes, we go around the table, mate. Easy. Yeah. I want to say moist.
Fuck you. That was what I was
going to. Well done. That is worth 61 points, Skin. So it's still a good answer. So you know what's going to be hard today? I've just realized.
61 points.
Yeah.
Wait, how Goaties many points did Goaty get?
I'll try and beat Charlie. Yeah,
because we don't have anyone scoring for us. That really hurts.
Oh, yeah, that does hurt. Goaty. Everyone, get your calculator up. Keep your own score.
Yeah. Well,
Michael probably cheat though.
Yeah. There's one really obvious one that no one said, and I can't believe it. I'm staggered. It's the one that I got straight away when I did this because I haven't given you any that I didn't achieve myself.
Do you have any more clues?
Stop cheating the game, Michael, and guess.
I was about to do it.
I was going to say moist, but I'm going to say dry.
That's a great answer. It is dry. Correct. Well done, Mikas, for 102 points.
What?
He said dry, didn't he?
He said dry.
I said I was going to say dry, and then I was thinking of something else, but I was going to say dry.
Yeah. Sorry. I heard dry.
Yeah, genuinely. I said dry. We'll slow motion that so you can...
That was worth 102 points. Write that down. How come these ones are worth like random points?
Normally they're like 10,000.
Yeah, 10,000.
Because we've changed the game due to it being Last Chance Saloon. So I downloaded a different app in the hope
it's called Yahoo
that it would be better. You got 102 because
next week we're playing Biggest Feud.
You're incredibly, lucky there because now I won't give you any more help. Okay. The second one. Yep. Why am I so goddamn
tired?
Top answer, Skin. Nice. 100 points even. Write that down.
Good looking.
Oh my goodness.
I'm straight to give you that. I'm sorry.
No, I don't want to say it. Fat.
Oh. 60 points. Fat. Other responses could have been lazy, ugly, depressed, stupid, unlucky, awesome, funny, and angry.
Yeah, wow. There's a lot. Okay.
A lot of those were sad.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, the other ones you missed with the cake, by the way. So you got dry, dense, wet, crumbly, oily, spongy, sweet, and soft. Also could have been included. Now, this one should interest quite a few people at the table. Can vegans eat?
Who's it going to interest the most, you think?
I thought Mikas, maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
Just in his hit area.
Yeah.
And it is to you first, Mikas, which is why I've saved it.
What was the thing again?
Can vegans eat?
Nice.
Steak. No, I'm joking.
Well, that's a bad
decision. Can vegans eat honey?
Oh, damn it. That's what I was going to say.
Oh, nice.
60 points. Write that down.
Ooh,
well done. You are on fire.
Yep. Can vegans eat? I'm going to say seafood.
I'm going to need more specificity.
Fish.
Can I say that? Fish for 40 points. Well done.
All right.
Honey would have been my answer too. That's a great answer.
Can vegans eat oysters?
Top answer, Skin, with 100 points. Very impressive. Nice. Goaty, give me, that's three rounds in. I don't know how many more rounds you want to do, but this has been a lot better, has it not?
I think so too.
This is, it's going swimmingly.
Do you want to do a point total?
No.
Yeah, do you want one more round?
Sure, at the end.
Yeah, I reckon.
Oh, okay.
We'll go one more round.
I reckon four or five.
Okay.
Yeah, because you need an odd number.
Well, four is not an odd number.
Yeah. Let's also one more.
Okay. Well, I don't think you do need an odd number because you're going to have different numbers.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah.
All right, so let's go last one.
It's not 1 point.
Is my cat... I got this one. I did well with this.
Who's that?
That's you, me.
Is my cat... I actually don't know.
Okay.
Heavy. Or overweight.
Oh, well done. Yeah. Good second answer. I'm happy with that. Yeah. 60 points. Well done. Not the top answer. It is the 5th top answer.
Yeah, right.
I want to say just sick.
Yeah, it's on. It's not a great answer. It's the bottom answer for 10 points.
Okay, I'll take it. Yeah.
Mickers?
Is my cat the cutest little angel in the whole wide world? Oh, God.
That's
can he get on. Minus points for that?
That is not it. Did you actually want a real guess or is that it?
That's something I would Google.
That's what you would Google. Okay, that's
not the point of the game. Yeah.
I mean, it's what people have Googled.
The general population, yeah, not Mickers.
People with cats are all the same.
A lot of people Google the direct opposite of that. Is my cat, top answer, dying?
Oh.
Second answer, bored, constipated, pregnant, overweight, too skinny, depressed, in heat, lonely, or sick.
I have thought all of those things about my cat, to be fair.
All right, tally them up. Who went? Who got the chocolates this week?
251.
271.
160 or something.
Oh, Mickers.
That was for the 100 of the first one, which you didn't even say properly.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
I think that's for you. Were you actually going to say dry?
I was going to say dry. There was another word I was thinking, and I was going to say the two options.
See, was it dried apricots?
It was dry, and then I was going to say rich. There's two words, but then
cake too rich.
No, but the rich doesn't start with drew.
No. It was two different ones. Mm. And I was going to say each of them to see your face to kind of, you know, because I know that you'll.
Oh, yeah.
So what I was going to do was cheat.
Yeah, you cheated the game.
No, but I actually did say dry first anyway.
And still came dead last.
Yeah. Can I get
this guy out? Urifer X, we've had a few stockpiled up, haven't we, Skinny? But this one, given Travis Head's performance last night, well, 4 nights ago as you listen to it. Or 5 whenever it comes out. No, the podcast is pretty good. This is from Kerry O'Keefe in 2012.
Okay.
This tweet. Kerry O'Keefe, former Test cricketer and now commentator of Fox Cricket.
Yeah.
Redback, Travis Head is a pony, so player of natural interest, not an actual horse. I added that bit. Travis is a wise choice. Parents toyed with Richard. Glad they locked in Travis.
Did they actually do reckon?
No, I don't think so.
What? Did anyone ever explain to me why Richard is dick?
I don't know, mate.
No one's ever really been able to tell me that.
No.
Because I'm like,
if we had Charlie and the chocolate fact checker here,
he would be able to find out.
Yeah. Sad day.
Is every Richard dick? Like, would it be real common? Like Dick Branson?
I reckon there'd be a split of Richard and Rick, I reckon.
Rick. I've never met a Rick Richard.
Oh, here you go.
Okay, what do you got?
Dick is a nickname most often for Richard, which likely originated in the Middle Ages as rhyming slang for Rick. So Rick may have come from Richard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then Dick sounds like Rick.
Well, no, it doesn't really sound like it. It rhymes with it, yeah.
It doesn't really sound like it.
That's what rhyming is.
Yeah. Well, Rick and Dick.
Yeah. I would say.
Well, but if Rick sounded like Dick, it'd be pronounced Dick.
Yeah.
But
so they
rhymes
different.
Yeah,
because like they're two different words.
Yeah, the last.
Well, they don't sound exactly the same. It's not the same word.
Yeah, like the end of the word.
Whereas there and there sound the same. Yeah. But they're different
words. Those two rhyme words with Michael and Michael.
Yeah,
they rhyme real good.
Yeah. Different spellings. Like two and two, they sound the same, but they're different words. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Keep it rolling.
Right.
They just jumped down your throat today. Not in a good way.
Oh, crikey, I don't there want to know the good way to do that.
Rightio, that's another We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew. Get around us, firstly on the socials, please, at We Got the Chocolates, wherever you are on social media.
Yep, and also on the website, wegotthechocolates.com.au. You can get in touch with us there down the chalk line if you'd like to hear yourself on a future episode, or you can just write into us below as well if that's your preference.
Mm-hmm. YouTube comments, keep them coming as well. Ratings, reviews, Apple, Spotify. I love the content that the Chocks are giving us now too, so we love that type of stuff. So.
Yeah, actually, a very good YouTube comment that I read last night, Gertie, was help if you're helping out in the kitchen, which we referenced last week about how I should cook more for ourselves. Mm-hmm. We got the chocolates.
Yeah, nice.
Mm.
Yeah, very good.
Very impressive. That was from
you. Nick. Could just at least do something in the kitchen, that just a wipe up, good. Do something.
Yeah, chop.
Actually, I also saw an email last night.
You're going to say, I say Chopper's Kitchen.
But someone was talking to us about, I think, a name storm we did for kitchen appliances or something, and he said he's named his knife Anthony Chopkins.
That is very, very good.
Sweeping the nation.
Excellent. Remember that if you are out having a laugh and a good time with your mates this week, that you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We love having you here. We'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Stumps.
Love you.
Love you.
Hey, Mickers.
Yeah.
Who's that bald guy that does Fast and the Furious? Not The Rock.
Vin Diesel.
Yeah, why don't you get all up Vin D's nuts?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.